So I've just got a quick message. Again, I kind of feel like the Lord is kind of, I've got my iPad here because I have a scripture that I'm going to read. But I feel like, again, that's really all the notes I have. He's kind of got me stepping out in front of the notes once again and just trusting him and leaning into him and, relying on him in such an amazing way. And I say I'm stepping out in front of the notes, but I'm standing behind a drum, so this has a little bit to do with the message today. We started a new series this week for Christmas called Home for Christmas. And this truly is the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? But I wonder, why can't we have this all year long? Why do we have to wait for the world? Why do we have to wait for the lights and the tinsel and the presents and the songs? Why do we have to wait for the weather to get cold and the snow to fall? Why can't the most wonderful time of the year for sons and daughters of the Most High God be all year long? Amen? So I think today, I hope that you see what God's speaking to our hearts today through this message. It's very simple, but I think it's very powerful. So Home for Christmas is a series, and today the message is home is where his heart is. Home is where his heart is. And I would also add this, follow the heartbeat of the Father. Follow the heartbeat of the Father. Wherever you go, whatever you do, follow his heartbeat. So I want to read a scripture to you. It's in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 51. And I'm going to read it in different parts today. But in verse 8, it says, that night in a field near Bethlehem, there were shepherds watching over their flocks, and suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared in radiant splendor before them, lighting up the field with the blazing glory of God. And the shepherds were terrified. Now let me stop there and say, at this very moment, I believe what the shepherds were hearing were this. It says the shepherds were terrified, but the angel reassured them, saying, don't be afraid, for I have come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard. It says, and it is for everyone everywhere, for today in Bethlehem, a rescuer was born for you. He is the Lord, Yahweh, the Messiah. You will recognize him by this miracle sign. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feed trough. Then all at once, a vast number of glorious angels appeared, the very armies of heaven, and they all praised God. And they were singing, glory to God in the highest realms of heaven, for there is peace and good hope given to the sons of men. When the choir of angels disappeared back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go, let's hurry and find this word that is born in Bethlehem and see for ourselves what the Lord has revealed to us. So they ran into the village and found their way to Mary and Joseph. And there was a baby lying in a feeding trough. Upon seeing this miraculous sign, the shepherds recounted what had happened, and everyone who heard the shepherd's story were astonished by what they were told. Verse 19 says, but Mary treasured all these things in her heart and pondered what they meant. Can you hear it? you hear the heart of the Father. And Mary pondered these things in her heart. The scripture goes on to say, the shepherds returned to their flocks, ecstatic over what had happened, and they praised God and glorified him for all that they had heard and seen for themselves, just like the angel had said. Then Mary and Joseph took baby Jesus and dedicated him in the temple. And when they arrived at the temple, an elderly man approached them. His name was Simeon. And the Bible says that he was a lover of God, and the Spirit of God rested upon him. Verse 26 says, "For the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah, the anointed one of God." Think about this. This man, Simeon, had waited his entire life for this one promise to be fulfilled. He had waited his entire life to see the promise that God made to him in his youth come to life. And what was this promise that Simeon was waiting for? Was it fame, fortune, wealth, material possessions, the best job that he could ever dream for? Was it a large family? Was it a big home up on that hill? What was this promise that he waited his entire life to see? It was the coming of the Messiah. The Lord promised Simeon, "You will see him with your very eyes before you die." And Simeon waited his entire life just to hear. Day and night, he waited to hear the heartbeat of his promise. Think about this. Verse 27 says, "For this reason, the Holy Spirit had moved him to be in the temple court at that very moment that Jesus' parents entered to fulfill the requirement of the sacrifice." Simeon had waited his entire life to see the Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he waited and listened to the heartbeat of God, and the heartbeat of God led him to the temple that day. And the heartbeat of God revealed to him the promise. Let me say it to you this way. Holy Spirit moved upon him and drew him near to the heartbeat of God. Simeon cradled the baby in his arms, and he praised God and prophesied, saying, "Lord and Master, I am your loving servant, and now I can die content." Why? Why can he die content? Because his promise had been fulfilled. His promise had been fulfilled. He heard the heartbeat of the Father, and he pursued the heartbeat of the Father until he saw his promise fulfilled with his very eyes. I love how this is so gripping to me. That his promise wasn't for material possessions. His promise wasn't to climb the ladder of success here in this earth. His promise wasn't that he waited for wasn't so that he could be important to some people somewhere. His promise was just to see the Messiah. Just to see the Son of the living God. He had waited. He lived his entire life pursuing the heart of God, the heartbeat of God, just so he could see the promise of God. He said, for your promise has been fulfilled to me. With my own eyes, I have seen your word, the Savior you sent into the world. He will be glory for your people, Israel, and the revelation light for all people everywhere. Mary and Joseph stood there, awestruck over what was being said about their baby. Can you imagine what they were hearing? With every word that Simeon spoke, the heartbeat of the Father got louder and louder. Simeon then blessed them and prophesied over Mary, saying this: a painful sword will one day pierce your inner being, for your child will be rejected by many in Israel. And the destiny of your child is this: he will be laid down as a miracle sign for the downfall and resurrection of many in Israel. Many will oppose this sign, but it will expose to all the innermost thoughts of their hearts before God. Verse 36 says a prophetess named Anna was also in the temple court that day. She was from the Jewish tribe of Asher and the daughter of Phanuel. Anna was an aged widow who had been married only 7 years before her husband had passed away. After he died, she chose to worship God in the temple continually. For the past 84 years, she has been serving God night and day through prayer and fasting. 84 years she spent in the temple courts. 84 years she was consumed with the heartbeat of God. Can you imagine spending 84 years doing anything consistently? 84 years she spent in the temple courts listening for this. She was waiting. 84 years she was praying. 84 years she was fasting. And verse 38 says, when Simeon was prophesying over Mary and Joseph and the baby, Anna walked up to them and burst forth with great chorus of praise to God for this child. And from that day forward, she told everyone in Jerusalem who was waiting for their redemption that the anticipated Messiah had come. Every year after that, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem to worship during the Passover festival. And when Jesus was 12 years old, his parents took him to Jerusalem to observe the Passover, and as was their custom. And a full day after they began their journey home, Joseph and Mary realized that Jesus was missing. Now, I don't want to break the flow of what's happening here, but this just seems funny to me. And I thought I was a bad parent. A whole day went by before they noticed Jesus was missing. I mean, you didn't even think about feeding him or anything for the whole day? That's funny. A whole day. And they were like, something's missing. Verse 44 says they had assumed he was somewhere in their entourage, but he was nowhere to be found. Oh, I could just stop for a while and preach on that. Can I just say this? You better know where Jesus is. Don't just assume he's somewhere in your entourage. I just got to stop right here. See, if you're like Kim said, if you are crawled up in the lap of Daddy God and your ear is pressed toward his chest, you will hear. You'll know right where he is. There's no mistaking the heartbeat of God. But if you're just assuming he's somewhere around you, he's somewhere with you, he's following you back there somewhere. Oh, come on. Are you following Jesus or is Jesus following you? So they assumed he was in their entourage, but he was nowhere to be found. And after a frantic search among the relatives and friends, Mary and Joseph returned to Jerusalem to search for him. And after being separated from him for 3 full days, they finally found him in the temple. Now let me just stop right here. Because after the first service, I moved on and I have things to say, but I just got to stop here because my son-in-law, Scott, came up to me and he said, I just got to share with you what God spoke to me about this, and I'm going to share it with you right now. Because I believe there are people in here today, I believe the reason Scott told me this, there's somebody here right now, maybe many people who need to hear this. You need to stop beating yourself up because you lost, or you think you lost, the gift of God. You need to stop beating yourself up and allowing the enemy to beat you up because you think that you lost the gift and now God's not going to give it back to you. God's not going to let you find your way back to it. That's a lie from the enemy. If you just open your ear to the heartbeat of God, he will lead you to where he is. So they found him in the temple, sitting among the Jewish teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard Jesus speak were astounded by his intelligence, his intelligent understanding of all that was being discussed and at his wise answers to their questions. And his parents were shocked to find him there. I said, his parents were shocked to find him there. Mary scolded him, saying, "Son, your father and I have searched for you everywhere. We have been worried sick over not finding you. Why would you do this to us?" Now think about this. Any good parent would do this, right? Once, if you lost your kid for 3 days, when you found him or her, you would grab them and say that to them. What are you thinking? Why would you do this to us? We've been worried sick over you. We didn't know if we were going to find you again. Now listen to what Jesus said to them. In verse 49, Jesus said to them, "Why would you need to search for me? Didn't you know that it was necessary for me, to be here in my Father's house, consumed with him? Why would you need to search for me? Didn't you know where I'd be in my Father's house?" Consumed with him. You know what Jesus was saying? I'm going to be where the heartbeat of the Father is. I'm going to be right next to his heartbeat. I'm going to be pursuing his heartbeat at every turn. So Mary and Joseph didn't fully understand what Jesus meant. Says that Jesus went back with them to Nazareth. He was obedient to them. And this is what it finally says in verse 51. His mother treasured Jesus' words deeply in her heart. She treasured his words deeply in her heart. You know what Mary was doing? Listening to the heartbeat of the Father. Do you hear his heartbeat today? This is why he came. He came so his children would hear his heartbeat. He came so his children would hear his heartbeat. He came so his children would pursue his heartbeat. He didn't come so we could continue living as we had been living. He didn't come so we could continue pursuing the frivolous things that we had been pursuing. He didn't come so we could continue down the reckless road that we had been on before. He came so that we would hear his heartbeat, so that we would follow his heartbeat, so that we would be consumed with his heartbeat. This is why we are here. This is what we have been created for. The heartbeat of the Father. To pursue his heart at every turn. To listen closely for his heartbeat and follow after it. This is why we're here. This is why he came. This is what Christmas is all about. It's all about the heartbeat of the Father. Think about Mary. Twice in the scripture, the word of the Lord says that she treasured and pondered these things in her heart. You know what that means? That means she thought about these things day and night, night and day. She thought about these things every time she saw little Jesus do something. Think about Jesus taking his first steps, Mary heard. Think about Jesus as a boy in the temple courts, as he's speaking and the teachers of the law and the Pharisees are just astounded by his words. Think about Jesus as he started his ministry. And every person he laid his hands on and spoke to was healed. Think about Jesus every time he cast a demon out. Every time Jesus spoke with power and authority. Mary witnessed this his entire life. She witnessed this entire life. She heard the heartbeat of the Father her entire life as she watched Jesus grow. Every miracle he performed, every step that he took, when the thousands of people were following him and he fed every one of them. The heartbeat of the Father. With every heartbeat, with every beat, she must have heard the words of 12-year-old Jesus. Don't you understand? I must be in my Father's house, consumed with him. So what about you? What about you? Are you pursuing the Father's heartbeat? Are you consumed with his heartbeat? One thing that I found is that Jesus is teaching me something in what I'm going through lately. He's teaching me that I can be consumed by him. And when I'm consumed by him and I magnify him, then all the symptoms and all the trials and all the troubles seem to shrink down in size. Or I can choose to be consumed with the symptoms and the troubles and the trials. And if I'm consumed with them, then they are magnified and God shrinks down in size. And that's just what the enemy wants to do in us. He wants to cause us to take our focus off of the heartbeat of the Father, to take our ear away from his heartbeat, instead listen to the symptoms and the problems and the trials and the tribulations and the troubles that come our way. But when we listen to those things, we magnify those things in our life and we shrink down the power of God. That's why the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. Because as we magnify him, as we magnify the Lord, then we hear his heartbeat. And the more we hear his heartbeat, the less the troubles seem to be. All of a sudden, the symptoms fade away. The trials are crushed under our feet. With every beat of his heart. So Mary pondered these things in her heart. She watched Jesus grow. She heard the heartbeat of the Father at every turn. Ever think about what it took for Jesus? The many times that he fell with that cross upon his back. Battered and beaten and bloody. Beaten so badly that his own mother didn't recognize him. Do you ever think what it took for him to get back up again and continue to walk that road to Calvary? Do you know what it was? He heard the heartbeat of his Father. He was consumed with the heartbeat of his Father. He wasn't going to let anything deter him from fulfilling why he came. He was going to pursue it at all costs. Whatever it took, he was pursuing it. When he fell, he got back up. The lion of the tribe of Judah got back up because he heard the heartbeat of his Father. With every whip, with every nail, with every mockery, the heartbeat of the Father was louder than anything else he could hear. And I wonder today, is the heartbeat of the Father louder in your spiritual ears than all the voices of hell that try to surround you? This Christmas, why don't you come home for Christmas? Come home to the heartbeat of the Father. Amen.